Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Brave by Design. I'm your host, Laura Khalil, and it is story time this week. I have one of my favorite stories to share with you about the first time I went to a spinning class. And you know what? I'm actually going to dive into it without any preamble. So I'd heard about spinning for years, and I assumed it would snap me in two and spit me out. And my suspicions were confirmed. So I found a studio, signed up, and walked into my first class. The studio was so dimly lit. It was illuminated with these dark red lights. And I found my bike eventually. Well, to be honest with you, I didn't find my bike. Someone found it for me. Because, newsflash, I am over 35, and I might as well have been walking through a cave or traversing the floor of the ocean. I could not see anything. Which, you know, doesn't always bode well if you're in an exercise class. I sort of wonder how you're supposed to do things if you can't see. But for some reason, we were all assigned bikes, which I really never understood the purpose behind, but whatever. I am going with the flow. Let's do this. The instructor's name is also Laura, and she's also blonde. But that's where our similarities ended. I imagine that Laura was like this younger, hotter version of what I could never be. I sit on this bike and I start making up stories about Laura. I assume she's probably like lived in an ashram and gets up at 5 a.m. and drinks green juice before hearing her doorbell ring and seeing a line of men falling at her feet. And she's very nice, too. She helps me set up my bike, you know, and I'd actually been given the option of renting this cushy bike pad for $3 prior to the class starting. But to be honest with you, I assume I have all the cushioning I need built in. That was a miscalculation on my part, but we'll get there. So Laura mentions that the heat is still on in the room from the hot yoga class that was in the room prior. And she decides to keep it on. But we can let her know if it's too hot. It's too hot. And I haven't even begun moving. I'm sure my cycling furiously in 95 degree heat with no air is going to be absolutely fantastic. And so the class begins, and Laura's at the front of the room on her own bike. And she's giving us commands and pedaling away as we lift ourselves off the seat to pedal, lower back down, bend side to side, and raise our arms up and down in hand motions, best suited to synchronize swimmers while pedaling. Increase tension on the bike, decrease tension, and go faster, faster, faster. We've been given a towel, but about 15 minutes into this, my towel now resembles a wet mop. It has lost all ability to clean up my sweat and is now functioning to just spread it all over my body. Also, I come to realize two things. One, Laura informs us that that was just the warm-up, and now we're really ready to get going. And two, I wonder if anyone in here knows CPR. I am so covered in sweat that the weight of the sweat has actually distended the shape of my oversized tank top, which is primarily pooling around my stomach at this point and is no longer covering my sports bra. So I'm basically tits out for the next 45 minutes. Laura tells us we are going to do a sprint. We're supposed to pedal as fast as we can to keep challenging ourselves. And she counts it down. She says, 3, 2, 1, sprint. And I pedal, 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 and experience a sensation I've never felt before. My legs are moving so fast that my fat cannot keep up. My thighs are literally flapping around at a different speed as my fat attempts to reach an event horizon where it is just flung clear off my legs. Unfortunately, that does not happen. Laura gives us several breaks through the course of the class. I use these to try and remember if I can self-administer CPR. I stare at other class members and realize that I am the only one who had to grab multiple towels to mop myself up and my bike and can no longer read the computer readout attached to the bike because I am inclined to drip all over it. Laura, meanwhile, well, she looks dewy and fresh. I begin to wonder if it's possible to slip off the bike because my bottom is so wet, I'm having trouble staying mounted on the seat. Also, my lady parts begin to hurt. About 40 minutes in, I begin to feel increasingly uncomfortable as the tip of the seat seems to be attempting to shove its hard nose into me. I feel like I'm being assaulted by the seat and keep chanting in my head, no means no. It hurts too much to sit, so I take to standing over the bike as much as possible. But given that I can no longer feel my legs, this poses a unique set of challenges. The only benefit to how heavily I have been sweating is that my soaking wet clothes are now cooling me down. Pretty sure everything needs to be burned. Three more songs till cool down, Laura exclaims. She looks so happy. We have been listening to the top 40, and I begin to pray that Rihanna sings faster. We finally begin the cool down, but are still pedaling. So this seems like a total bait and switch. I finally melt off the bike, and there just are not enough wet wipes to clean this mess up. My Fitbit records that I've burned 800 calories, and to be honest with you, that seems low. I waddle to the car and put a blanket over the seat and head home. I'm not sure what the rest of the day holds, but a glass of wine and an ice pack seem in order. So, woo, what a story, right? Why am I sharing this story with you? Probably because it made you laugh. And we could all use more laughter, am I right? And the second reason I'm sharing this story is because anything that's different or new is going to seem hard, bewildering, confusing, and maybe throw us for a loop at first. And I want to assure you, that's normal. At first, everyone is going to look better than you, popping wheelies like they're no big deal while you're still learning how to ride the bike. I don't want you to give up, especially if this is in business, if you've started a new endeavor, or even if you started spinning, right? Anything new, don't give up. Keep going at it. That story I told you about my first spinning class, that was actually 4 years ago. And I didn't give up, probably because I'm a stickler for a challenge. Laura, the spinning instructor, and I became friends. And I came to love her support and enthusiasm. In business, I've spent months and years growing and refining what I do and how I do it and how I serve. I want to remind you, that's normal. But you don't have to go it alone. Everyone needs a Laura in their life, whether she's a spinning instructor or a business coach. Finding someone who is ahead on the journey to show you the path. That's what Laura did for me, and that's what I do for the dozens of women who work with me every single day to help double their revenue and get them on track to breaking that $1 million mark in their own business. And I'm going to tell you what, having that type of support, encouragement, and advice from someone who's smarter than you and who's been down the path, it makes all the difference. If you're interested in learning how I help creatives and consultants get booked solid with clients they love in about 30 minutes a day, head on over to bravebydesign.net where you can learn more. And I promise, I will not force any of my clients to go spinning with me unless they really want to. Until next week, friends, stay brave.